So today we're going to study a very important portion of the great Antichrist system. So request everybody to please open the Bibles. So keep a notebook with along with you, and keep also a pen because we need to calculate some important things also. We're going to see 666 today. So attentively, please listen. So we're going to understand very important things, sir. So dear brethren, so
Sorry to interrupt. I think Sister Roshni has also joined. Let's welcome her.
Oh, Roshni sister and Kamal brother, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, brother. We are fine. And you?
Fine, sir. By God's grace, we're doing it. How is brother?
Jai Masih, brother.
Jai Masih, Kamal brother. Good, good. Okay. Good. So we'll continue the class. So today is a very important class about Antichrist. So we're going to study about 666 today. So I request everybody to please concentrate. If in the end, if you have any doubts, please don't hesitate to ask. We will definitely discuss all these questions. Okay. So as informed last week, we are going to study the book of Daniel 7 chapter. Because in Daniel 7 chapter, the details of the great Antichrist system is given there very clearly to us. So let us read Daniel 7 chapter, verse 2 and 3. But before reading that verse, I hope that you all remember this class which we took in the initial stages. We see Daniel 7 chapter, where we see the four universal empires pictured in a four wild beast. So now let us read Daniel 7 chapter, verse 2 and 3.
Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another.
Very good. So here you see that Daniel is shown a vision where the winds of the heaven you see stroke upon the great sea, and four animals came out of the sea which were totally different from one altogether. So let us see how was the first beast. Daniel 7 chapter 4th verse. Joel brother, can you read?
The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it.
So here you see the first animal was like a lion. It had a eagle's wing. And how was the second animal? Daniel 7:5. Munna sister, can you read?
And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up its on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh.
So here you see the second beast was like a bear, and one of his shoulders was lifted, other was a little bit let down, and it had three ribs in his mouth. This is the second beast. And the third beast, read verse 6. Kamal brother or Roshi sister, can you read Daniel 7:6? Roshan sir, you there?
Yes, brother.
Daniel.
After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a four. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it.
Very good, sir. Thank you. So yeah, the third beast was like a leopard, which had you see four wings of a fowl, that was a bird, and it had four heads. The fourth beast is given is Daniel 7, chapter verse 7 and 8. Anil, brother, can you read, brother? Anil, brother? Okay.
Okay, brother. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horn plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things.
Very good, brother. So here the first beast was different from all the other beasts. And no name was given to this beast. It was called as a ferocious beast. And the speciality of this beast was that it had 10 horns upon the head. None of the beasts before this had horns on the head. So, and as Daniel was seeing, the 3 horns were plucked off by the roots. And as it was plucked off, a little horn came in between them. And the speciality of the little horn was that it had a mouth of a man and the eyes of a man. And it spoke boastful words. Okay. Now, as we all know that we have studied in the basic class, so this 4 beast represents the 4 universal empire. The first one is Babylon. The second one is Medo-Persia. The third one is Greece. And the fourth one is Rome. So here we see that the fourth beast had 10 horns upon his head. And one of the horn, the little horn, came in between them. And because of which the 3 horns were plucked out. So the 10 horns represents 10 nations in the United Kingdom today. And today, even those, you see, the horns are still existing. But you see that the 3 horns fell, it seems. What does it mean? Let us read Daniel 7:24. Roman sister, can you read Daniel 7:24?
And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings.
Very good, sister. Thank you. So here you see that the 10 horns are the 10 kings. So for the Bible is a dictionary. So 10 horns represents the 10 kings. And the little horn that came also represents a king. We'll just shortly see. And because of which, 3 horns were plucked off by the roots. That means the 3, you see, the small, you see, kings were uprooted totally. If you see in the history, Roman history, these nations are heroically. Eastern Exarchate and Ostrogoths, they were completely rooted. You see, giving way for the papacy to develop. So the little horn represents the papacy. You see, the mixture of a Roman and the Catholic church called as the papacy. So what did that little horn do? It had the eyes of a man and the mouth speaking boastful things. Now, what did it do? Verse 25. Gopal brother, can you read verse 25, brother?
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time, at the end times, and the dividing of time.
Very good. So here it says, he shall speak great words against the Most High. So with the mouth, with the boastful mouth, what did the papacy system do? If you see, it spoke great things against the Lord God Almighty. And what did it do? It says, he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Second thing, The third thing is that he shall think to change the times and laws. This is the three things that were done by the little on the papacy system. See, dear brethren, this is what Apostle Paul tells when he speaks about the great Antichrist system in 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He said, where he shall exalt himself above all that is called as God or that is worshipped. So he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So he will sit in the temple of God as God. Temple of God means what? In the church, he will sit as God and be God's representative. That is what clearly Daniel mentions in 7:25, that he will speak great things and pompous things against the Most High. So dear brethren, see, what all the things the Pope did, the papal system did was the first thing which was very, very, you see, not satisfactory to God is that. So there, if you see, the idol worship. So dear brethren, the Bible clearly says that idol worship is forbidden. You see, even the Ten Commandments are very clear. Very clearly says that you should not have any other idol apart from should not have any other idol, let it be on earth, on sky, or anything. But the great papal system, you see, the great Catholic system that changed the entire Ten Commandments. You see, they took off the second commandment. So what did they do? They took out the fourth commandment also. So in the 10, if 2 goes, how much is left over? You see, dear brethren, so only the, you see, 8 commandments are there. So people will question them, no? Actually, Moses was given 10. How come only 8 are there? So what did they do is that they changed the fourth commandment. Instead of putting the word Sabbath, they removed the word Sabbath. And they totally removed the second commandment and broke the 10th commandment into 2. So totally, this is how the 10 commandments are given in the, you see, Catholics. If you have any Catholic friends, you see, you can ask them, just tell me the 10 commandments, immediately they recite the 10 commandments, because from childhood they will be given the training. But they won't speak the second commandment, which clearly says, you shall not make any idol for yourself. That commandment itself was totally taken down, dear brethren. And Pope, you see, so Pope clearly, you see, you can see in this video, he confesses that he clearly knows that all these things are wrong, which are done by the great Catholic system. You see, he clearly acknowledges that how the 10th commandment was broken into 2 and how the commandment of idol worship was totally repressed to deceive the people. You see, that is the reason Daniel clearly says he shall speak pompous things, great words against the Most High, and he shall think to change the laws, times. That means, dear brethren, so total Bible, and the truth in the Bible was completely manipulated. See, he clearly acknowledges the man of sin that is recorded in the book of the Bible. You see, and in Daniel, it is none other than the great papacy system. So, what they did was that, building, pilgrimage, spots. Like in India, we have Pota and Velangani, where there are huge churches built, and where even the people give off their hairs to God, as they do it in other religion. You see, and there is a custom among the Christians that at least once in the lifetime, they need to go to Rome. Because once they go to Rome, what will become? They become very holy. So these are all the things which are not written in the scriptures. They were changed. What did God tell in the Bible? See, once Jesus met a Samaritan woman. And Samaritan woman told, a day will come, we need to go to the mountain, worship God in the mountain. Why? Because in the mountain was that God appeared to Moses. So everybody had thought that God is living in a high place. So if we need to go and worship God, we need to go to the high place. It's a particular place of worship. But what did Jesus say? A time will come, that there is no need for you to go and worship God anywhere. But your God is a spirit, and he that worships him should worship in spirit and in truth. Dear brethren, you see, and other things that were changed was the great Merry Christmas. You see, the great Xmas, the great Christmas, which is not there in the Bible at all. You see, we clearly saw a few days before how Jesus was not born on December 25th. You see, Jesus was actually born six months before, you see, April, that means the month in which he was crucified. So 6 months before, it will come somewhere around September last week or October first week, and nowhere does it come to Christmas. This one also is an unscriptural method of understanding the Bible, and the Christmas star, the Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, all these things are not there in the Bible at all. And God clearly warned not to follow the way of the heathens. Next is Good Friday. You see, we have studied about the Lord's Memorial Supper, isn't it? So when do we need to take the Lord's Memorial Supper? How many times? You see, only once a year, and that is the time when Jesus actually died on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, it was a Friday. But every year, it doesn't actually fall on a Friday. The day changes. But here you see, the Christians, they held on to that particular day instead of that particular date. So what happens that every year it comes Good Friday, Good Friday, Good Friday. You see, and moreover, the conducting of the Lord's Memorial Supper every week, every monthly once. Some people take it every day. This one also we saw that how they changed the laws, you see, the times and seasons, and Easter. But does the Bible speak about Easter? Not even one word about Easter comes in the Bible. It appears only one time in Acts 12:4, that too in KJV version. That is actually a wrong translation about the word Passover. The word actually that should be there was the word Passover. And Easter eggs is nowhere given in the Bible. And All Saints Day, we all know November 1st is recognized as All Saints Day, where in the churches, all the relics, the cloths, the pens, the books, what all they used, they're all kept in the churches. So anybody touches those holy things, they will become, you see, holy. So this concept also, which none of the apostles followed, was completely implemented in the churches. Next, November 2nd is All Souls Day. What happens to the soul? If man dies, you see, the soul also dies. But this main important doctrine was totally changed. You see, and the theory came that a soul, as soon as a man dies, goes to hell and heaven. Then next, St. Mary's Feast. You see, if you go to Europe during the month of September, you see, and the month of August last week, it's a great celebration. You see, Mary's Feast means all the people will come to the church. You see, where does Jesus say that you should worship Mary? You see, clearly says, woman, my time is not yet come. So, apart from this, many more things they do. You see, confession, do what all sin you want and go and confess it to the Father. All your sins will be, you see, forgiven. And during those days, indulgences were sold. That means for each and every sin, each and every token was supposed to be purchased. If somebody does robbery, 10 rupees if you give to the, you see, treasury, what will happen? The soul will just be transferred from hell to heaven. So this was the, you see, concept. And because of that indulgences only, today the entire Vatican City is built. And rosary, keep on doing rosary. You see, novena, reading the same thing again and again. You see, dear brethren, so fasting and prayer, which are all totally, you see, not there in the Bible, where? Changed. That's the reason he says, they say they shall try to change the laws and they shall persecute the saints of the Most High. Dear brethren, the Bible was in dead Latin language. Anybody who tried to translate the Bible was burnt at stake. You see, alive, they were tied to the pillar, you see, and they were burnt alive so that others might see and fear that nobody should speak to the Pope or spoke against the Pope also. And During those days, they made a holy inquisition. What is it, the holy inquisition? If you see it, then this is a holy inquiry, door to door, as we do census today in our nation, in our country. Similarly, during those days, Pope made a compulsory inquiry of all those. You see, the representatives of the Pope, the cardinals, the bishop used to go to each and every house and ask, what is the belief regarding the doctrines which the Pope preaches? And if people confesses, yes, we agree to it, they were let alive, or else they were, you see, brutally, you see, punished and they were persecuted severely. Sometimes even their own children were taken alive in front of them. They were smashed to the rocks. Then and they did this one and quoted the scriptures, because in Psalms, a verse says, blessed is the man who smites his children to the rock. That's got a different thing, meaning altogether. But these people, they took it literally and persecuted the Christians, dear brethren. You see, and whoever did not confess to agree to the Pope, they used to be tortured in these various ways. You see, their hands and legs were totally changed, and they were allowed to survive in great dark dungeons. You see, their mouth were stitched, their tongues were plucked out, you see, and they were nailed, their eyes were plucked out. And for some people, you see, they used to pour hot tar, wherever the holes were in the body, in those places, hot tar, you see, they were poured, and the skin was totally peeled. They were still alive. Imagine, the people used to never die. You see, the torture was so severe, but yet, they did not allow the people to die. So they tortured them, they plucked out their nails, all these various things and all the other. And sometimes, their body was totally lifted up. How, if you see, the hands were cuffed up in the back. From the back, they used to lift the body. And for the feet, they used to tie heavy weights so that, because of the jerk, all their bones were supposed to be dismantled, and they were, allowed to be bitten by rats, rodents, various things. Whenever they used to give torture, the bishop, the Pope used to be next to them, and they had to confess that the Pope was right. Along with them, a doctor was always a standby, because the doctor's duty was to check if the person is really dying or not. If a doctor tells that, you will surely die within few moments, they would immediately stop the torture and give them treatment so the patient may recover. And once he gets recovered, again they used to, torture dear brethren. So what all I'm telling is not a really fake thing. It's not a real thing. You can even search in a Discovery Channel. Very detailedly, all these things are being given. Various torture equipments were invented, were found during this papacy time. This period is called as Dark Ages in the Bible. Dear brethren, these things are existing today. Even, in England. If you go to England, the Bible Society there is the oldest torture room. That torture room today, is converted into a Bible museum and a Bible society in England, dear brethren. So, in the name of Christ, many of the Christians who opposed the teachings of Pope, the hell, the soul, Trinity, they were persecuted, blood run all over the city, dear brethren. Therefore, it says, ye shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He shall think to change, the times and laws, dear brethren. A person was appointed for these things to oversee all these things, how people are tortured. This report was given to the Pope. And he was beatified as a saint because of his very holy work. They all thought that this is a holy work, and they gave him various titles, and You see, gave him a good status in the society also. Saint Dominic, he was named. You see, but lakhs of people, dear brethren, you see, they were crucified, they were tortured, killed. The blood ran on the roads of France, Italy, Germany, you see, dear brethren. So, all these things, actually, Christians did for Christians. Not that Christians were persecuted by Gentiles, dear brethren. See, the Christians were persecuted by the Christians themselves because of standing against the wrong doctrines. But all teachings, what we are teaching today, you see, was completely corrupted. It was completely wiped off. You see, the concept of ransom, the concept of three worlds, the concept of God's kingdom on earth, the entire thing was taken out, dear brethren. That is the time that, you see, the laws and times were changed, dear brethren. And, you see, Pope, recently, the Pope who actually died before this one, he actually, you see, apologized for all these mistakes which the great Roman Catholic system did. And he confessed that all these persecutions did in the name of Christ was wrong. And many of the Christians who died during those days, dear brethren, the song, you see, many of the songs they sang, actually, which are used today in the churches, like, you see, all to Jesus I surrender. You see, those songs were sung by the people during the dying moments, dear brethren. So, dear brethren, so what is the time that God permitted them to do all these things? What is the time that God gave for the Antichrist? You see, that is also given in Daniel 7:25. You see, we saw that he spoke great words against the Most High, how he spoke against God, against the scriptures. And we also saw how we shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change the times and laws. We also saw how he thought to change Christmas, Easter, Lord's Supper, all those things which are unscriptural. But this verse also says they should be given for a particular time. Now, what is that time? Joel, brother, read Daniel 7:25.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
They shall be given, God's children shall be given to the hands of the papacy for a particular time, it seems. It says, time, times, and half a time. Now, what is this time, times, and half a time? Kindly read in Nepali Bible. Let us see, how does it come in Nepali? Daniel 7:25. Can anybody read in Nepali?
I'll read, brother. अनि त्यसले परम प्रधानको विरोधमा ठूला ठूला कुराहरू बोल्नेछ र परम प्रधानका पवित्र जनहरूलाई रगिड्नेछ अनि त्यसले समय र व्यवस्था बद्दी गर्ने विचार गर्नेछ अनि उनीहरू समय समयहरू र आधा समयसम्म त्यसको हातमा सुम्पिनेछ
वेरी गुड समय 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 Ada samay, correct? No. So it means time, times, and half a time. So if you see, that means actually 3.5 times. Okay. Now, what is the meaning of 3.5 times? You see, dear brethren, actually, it is speaking about 3.5 years. The same period is given to us again in the book of Revelation. Revelation 12, chapter verse 6, Revelation 12, chapter verse 14, and Revelation 13, chapter verse 5. But in these verses, the same period is mentioned in three different angles. One verse speaks about the same time in years. Other verse speaks about the same time in months. And also it speaks about the same time in days. So let us read the verses. Gopal brother, can you read all these three verses? Revelation 12, 14 first. Read Revelation 12, 14 first.
Revelation 12:14, and to the women were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent.
Very good. So here also, it's given a period of a time, times and half a time, so 3.5 times. Okay. Now, the same period is mentioned in verse 6 in the days. Read with the verse 6.
And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
1,260 days. So 1,260 days. Now let us read about months in Revelation 13:5.
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
42 months. Now let us cross-check whether all speaks about the same period or not. You see, actually in the Bible, each month has 30 days. So, in a month, there are 30 days as per the biblical calendar. So, biblical calendar is neither the solar calendar, neither is the lunar calendar. Okay? So, kindly remember, lunar calendar has 354 and two-third day. Solar calendar has 365 and a quarter day per year. But this biblical calendar is totally different. This is the average of the both. So, biblical calendar has 30 days a month. So, in a year, 12 months. So, 12 months into 30 days would bring us to 360 days per year. Okay. Now, 360 days into 3.5 years, how many days will you get it? Can somebody calculate and tell me? 360 days into 3.5 years, how much it will come? Now, who will tell me first? Hmm?
1260.
Very good, brother. So, 360 days into 3.5 years means it will come to 1260 days. Now, let us cross-check whether our calculation is correct or not. Okay, how do we calculate? This 1260 days, let us divide it by 42 months. So, how much will get? Can somebody do it and tell me? 1260 days divided by 42 months. 3.5 years means 42 months. So, let us divide and see how much we get.
Very good, 30 days.
So, this clearly proves that our calculation is right. That means the same thing is mentioned in years, same thing is mentioned in months, same thing is mentioned in days. So, 1260 days is equal to 3.5 years, is equal to 42 months. No, okay. So, is this the period of Antichrist that he just ruled for 3.5 years? That he just ruled only for 1260 days? No. Then what is the truth about it? So, we need to search from the Bible. For the Bible, Bible is his own dictionary. Okay. For a prophet, one day means how many years? See, we all know, for Jesus, one day means how many years? How many years?
1,000 years.
Very good, sister. For Jesus, one day is 1,000 years. Okay. What about a prophet? For a prophet, actually, one day means 1 year. How much? One day means 1 year. Let us read Ezekiel 4:6. Ezekiel 4:6. Anil Budhar, can you read Ezekiel 4:6?
And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year.
I have appointed thee each day for a year. Each day for a year. That means 1,260 days. In prophetic language, it actually means 1,260 years. Dear brethren, this is the period of Antichrist. Antichrist ruled in this world for a period of 1,000 to 60 years, not 1,000 to 60 days. Okay? These are 1,000 to 60 symbolic days, which actually means 1,000 to 60 years. Okay. Now, from when did it begin and when did it end? Now, how do we calculate that? In the Bible, there is a clue where, read, Romy sister, please read Daniel 7, 24. Daniel 7, 24, sister.
And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings.
Okay, sister. Thank you. So it says, this little horn, the papacy, as it is coming to power, the 3 horns were plucked out, it seems. You see? You remember this one? This little horn, if it has to come to power, these 3 horns has to fall. Now, if you see in the history, when these 3 horns fall, if you see, it actually fell in 539 AD. So, from 539 AD, if you calculate 1260 years, that is the period of the great Antichrist system. Now, okay, calculate and tell me, from 539 plus 1260, how much it will come? Who tell me? Munna sister, Romista, tell me.
1799.
Very good. 1799. Good. See, 539 AD. From then, you see, 1260 years if you had, we will come to 1799. You know, what is the specialty of 539? That is the time when the mass was first conducted in the church. You see, daily. You see, the daily conduction of the mass actually also happened in 539 AD. You see, the 3 horns also fell during the same period. And that is the time that the papacy full came to civil and religious power. You see, both the powers was got to this Antichrist system during that year, 539 AD. Okay. Now, it all ended in 1799. What happened in 1799 that the papacy power ended? You see, you all remember, Napoleon Bonaparte. That's a typing mistake, not Martin Luther. It's actually a Napoleon Bonaparte. Napoleon Bonaparte, you see, on August 29, 1799, he arrested the Pope. You see, he actually summoned the Pope and gave him an arrest warrant for which the Pope did not respond. Once the Pope did not respond, he immediately rushed to France. He arrested the Pope, Pope Pius VI, in front of everybody. Till then, the Pope claimed that in his left hand, there were the curses of hell. If anybody touches his left hand, or if it just, you see, waves off his left hand, everybody will be gone to hell there itself. You see, and to create this fear, what all torture they did in their torture room, those were painted actually, you see. Those were painted and brought and put forth in every street's corner. But everybody may see and fear, oh, this is hell. They were showing this is going to happen if you disobey God. You're going to suffer here also. And in hell, next to heaven, God is going to prepare such a place which will be more worse than this one. This is how he caused the fear. But Napoleon Bonaparte was very brave. He came and arrested the Pope in front of everybody. You see, his hands were cuffed back. And you see, he was totally taken to the entire France, you see, on the roads. He was made to walk and everybody could see that Pope did not have power. So that is the time, dear brethren, everybody clearly realized that Pope did not actually have the power which he actually claimed. So 1799, what happened in the great French Revolution? The great Antichrist, the supreme civil religious power ended. This is given to us in Revelation 13 chapter also. So let us read Revelation 13, 1. Revelation 13, 1. Who can read? Kamal brother? Or Roshi sister? Are you there?
Yes, brother.
Sister, Revelation 13, 1 and 2.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of
blasphemy. Okay, anyway. Blasphemy. Yes, okay. Now read verse 2 also, sister, please.
And the beast which as I saw was like up to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, Revelation 13 chapter is actually a symbolic representation of the great Antichrist system. The great Antichrist system is shown in a very symbolic way and beautiful way in Revelation 13 chapter. Here it says, he saw a beast coming out from the sea. And how was the beast to look at? The beast body was like a leopard, but the feet were like a feet of a bear. And how was the mouth? The mouth was like a lion. And who gave the power? If you see it, brethren, the great red dragon gave the power and seat and authoritarianships. Okay. Now, did you observe this actually beast is like the 4-in-1 beast? Huh? Do you remember? Where did we just study about this 4 beast? We just now studied about lion, the bear, the leopard, and the great dragon. Correct now? Where did we study? Daniel 7 chapter. So, all the 4 beasts that was mentioned in Daniel 7 chapter is mentioned in Revelation 13 chapter. What does it mean? That means the great papacy system had all the 4 qualities of this 4 universal empire. Therefore, beast means government. This was a very different government from all the other 4 beasts. You see, lion means Babylon, bear means Medo-Persian Empire, and the leopard means the Grecian Empire, and the great dragon is the Roman Empire. So you see, so these 3 empires were there, but who gave the power? You see, the Rome. That means this papacy system had the quality of a leopard. Now, what is the quality of a leopard? You see, that represents the Greece, the Grecians. Greeks were very famous for knowledge. That's what the Bible says. You see, the Greek seeks knowledge. Apostle Paul tells in Corinthians. You see, so the Greece Empire represents knowledge. And how was the leopard? You see, the body fully spots. What does it mean? They had so much of knowledge that their churches are established all over the world. You go to any remote place in your any place, any country, even there one Roman Catholic church will be there. One church will be there. That means there, you see, the churches are established all over the body. They colonized it, dear brethren. So that is the leopard. You see, they were very intelligent. That is the reason the little horn, you remember? They had eyes of a man. Eyes means what? Intelligence. They're very intelligent. See, everybody knows that what Pope did was wrong, and what Pope is now doing is also wrong. But who can tell against him? You see, who can speak against him? Who can catch him red-handed? Nobody. That is intelligence. Okay. Now, the second, you see, the hands were like a hand of a bear. You see, the body was like a leopard, but how was the hands? It was like a bear. What is the quality of a bear? Bear has a firm grip. Once if it catches something, it doesn't leave. So similarly, once you are into the system of the great Antichrist system, you can never escape. That's the reason, have you ever seen Roman Catholics reading the Bible, Roman Catholics attending the Bible study. No, dear brethren, they won't attend at all because they're so much into that grip. It's very difficult for them to escape. That is the quality of a bear. If the papacy decides somebody to kill them or persecute them, they will do it. Nobody can stop it. That's the quality of the bear. The third, you see, the lion, mouth of a lion. Why mouth of a lion means the lion roars so loudly, its roaring is heard for nearly 2 kilometers, it seems. And the lion's roar is so, you see, what do you say, mesmerizing, that the prey automatically comes and falls in front of that lion, it seems, because of fear. You try to escape, but unfortunately, it will move towards the sound, it seems. You see, that is the quality of a roaring of a lion. The proclamation of papacy, the false doctrines which they proclaim that the soul doesn't die, it goes here and there, hell is a place of torment, the Lord's Supper has to be taken whenever we want. You see, many other false theories, Christmas, all these things and all. Even today, the whole world believes that one, even if they know that this is false, that is the loud roaring of the lion. So nobody cares for it, dear brethren. This three-in-one quality beast, who gave the power? Rome. If Rome wouldn't have given the power to the church, the Roman Catholic wouldn't have come to power. Now see what happened in verse 3. Revelation 1, 2 we read. Now let us see what happened to this beast. Revelation 13, 3. Revelation 13, 3. Sunita, sister, you're there? Sunita, sister?
She's on the washroom. I will read, brother.
Please.
And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast.
You see, one of his head was wounded, deadly wound unto death. A wound was such great that beast should have died there only. But it lived, it seems. Now what is this wound? This is the wound that was given by Napoleon Bonaparte. You see, Napoleon Bonaparte gave such a hit, you see, and Martin Luther. You see, what happened? A great reformation. Entire Germany, all the Roman Catholic Church was smashed out. You see, the Pope was arrested, the great revelation. You see, Protestants formed. What happened? This wound was healed. Martin Luther's reformation and the protest against the system, it ended. When? Until Martin Luther was there, it was successful. But once when Martin Luther died, all his followers segregated here and there. They formed various denominations. Calvinist. You see, Miller, Seventh-day Adventist. You see, so many denominations were formed that were slowly gone. Head was healed. The wound that was given, you see, by the sword, it was healed and it was cured. Hence, what happened? You know, the Protestants who protested against Roman Catholic and came out. After they came out, they also did the same mistake. They also followed the same doctrines, same evil doctrines, and same false doctrines, except one thing that they did not do, idol worship. So what happened? So both became one. Only one difference between these two systems is that Protestants and the Roman Catholic is only one thing, that they don't do idol worship. You see? So, what happened? Verse 4. Revelation 13, verse 4. Joel, brother, can you read? Gopal, brother, read.
And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?
And verse 5 and 6, brother, also.
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
You see, so it was given unto him 42 months. So before 42 months, that means before the papacy period ended, this is a great wound that was there on head. It could not do anything because God had appointed a time for it. Now, okay. Now, read verse 11, brother. Revelation 13, 11. Gopal, brother, read.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.
Okay. Now, here you see, these are all totally symbolic, and this will be heavy also, but just understand the gist of it, okay? Because we will see in detailed way in the coming days, okay? Lord willing. So, here it says, another beast came out of the earth. But how was that beast? It was like a lamb. It had two horns, you see, like a lamb. Now, actually, lamb means who? Jesus, very docile, very humble, very polite. You know, which is this one, this lamb? This is the Protestant denomination. The Protestants, they believe in Jesus. They are not like the Roman Catholics, you see. They are very good, you see. They are very soft. But how do they speak? They speak like the dragonism, sir. That means what? That means they all believe the same evil doctrine which the Roman Catholics believe. You see, only one difference, idol worship is not. But everything is ditto, copy to copy. And what happened, it seems, sir? Continue, verse 12, brother.
And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed.
You see? And he exercised the same power of the first beast, it seems. That means it is almost like the first beast. Who? The Roman Catholic system. And verse 13, brother.
And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
You see? What does he do, it seems, sir? This lamb-like beast only does great wonders, does great miracles in the sight of men. You see, that is the reason we tell that miracles, what are done now today in the world, it is not what that was done by our Lord Jesus. Where were these miracles? Suddenly, how did it sprung up? It sprung up only when the Protestant denomination came out. Satan, to counterfeit this revolt against the Roman Catholic system, he formed this system in such a way that all the fake miracles, it actually happens. But these are not the miracles which is done by the Lord. You said he done the great miracles such that if it were possible, deceive the very elect. Now, what do this, you see, the coalition, what do they do? Read verse 14, brother.
And deceiveth them that dwell on earth by the means of those miracles which he had powers to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the one wound by a sword and did.
You see, it says, you see, these are deceiving the people by the miracles, isn't it? We can clearly see that the whole world is deceived by the miracles. You see, they believe in Lord Jesus. Okay, good. But for what reason? Only because of miracles and benefit. Okay, now verse 15.
And he had powers to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
So, here it says that he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast. You see, dear brethren, this image of the beast is going to happen in the future, where the evangelical alliance, that means where the Protestants and the Roman Catholic systems are going to come together to persecute the saints, and they will be made to worship this beast. Remember, in the days of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, we were compelled to fall before the idol. That will be the final collapse and the final climax in the church life. Now, what happens next is very important. Verse 16. Continue with the verse 16.
And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
That is the, you see, thing that they will cause both great, small, rich and poor, bond and free, everybody to receive the mark on the right hand and the forehead. What is that mark? Read verse 17.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
You see, and nobody is allowed to buy or sell in the market who doesn't have that mark at all. What is that mark? It clearly says in verse 17 that is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, now what is that number? What is that name? Verse 18.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
See, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of the man, and his number is 666. You see, this is the 666 number. From this verse only, they get the 666. Everybody thinks that this is little 666. Satan will come and put a little 666 on their head and their hand, and who doesn't have this seal, they won't be allowed to trade in the market. So in the future, you won't even get food, grains and ration and all these things and all. Dear brethren, do you think that Satan is so foolish that he will be worried about little food? He is not worried about little food. Whether you take it or die, it doesn't matter. He is really worried only about the spiritual food, the enlightenment of your eyes. So this can't be a literal 666 number. Because the verse itself gives us a clue how to calculate this number. It says, you see, here is wisdom. That means what? This is not a literal statement. There is a wisdom, there is a secret in it. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast. So with your understanding, with your spiritual senses, we need to do what? Count the number of what? Count the number of the beast. What is this beast? That is the Revelation 13, 1 and 2, the great Antichrist beast. So this beast has got a number. What is this number? It says it is the number of a man. Now, which day was man created? Who will tell me? God created 6 days and seventh day rested. Now, which was the day that man was created? Everybody are there?
Sixth day.
Very good, Damodar. Sixth day. So that is the number of a man. At the end of the sixth day, man was created. Sure, it says 666. Now, what is this number of a man? This is the man of sin. The great Antichrist system. The great mystery of iniquity. Now, how do we calculate 666? Where do we calculate? Read verse 17. It's given there. Gopal Bhatta, read verse 17, Revelation 13, 17, read once.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
The name of the beast, the number of his name. That means his name is having a number. Brother, how do we calculate a number in the name? Is it possible to calculate a number in the name? Yes, it is possible. How? How you know? In the same Roman, you see, alphabets, we have numbers. How do we calculate? How do we see the name of the beast? What is his name of the beast? This beast has got what name? In which there is a number. You see, the great Antichrist system, the beast has various titles. Last week you studied, you know, so many titles. Pope of Pope. Moses, the Patriarch. Melchizedek, the High Priest. So, various titles are there. But, above all these titles, there's one title in Latin, a very, very superior title. That title is even put on the crown of a pope, and the entire of the city. You see, as soon as you enter the Rome, the Vatican City, the arch has this title. And what is the title? If you see, that means the title is Vicarius Filii. You see, Vicarius Filii. That is the title that is there on the Pope's crown. And this name, this is the name of the beast. And this name has got numbers in it. How do we calculate the numbers? You see, this is the number. Vicarius Filii. Actually, you, it's not you, it's V. Okay, Vicarius Filii. In, what do you say? In Roman numericals, each and every alphabet has got a number. I hope you all have studied in your school days also. Was it there in your schools, brother? There in Nepal? Brothers, sisters, was it there in your schools? Roman numericals?
Yes.
Okay. Now let us see. Just remember what you studied in school. It's very simple. Vicarius Filii. V means what in Roman numericals?
5.
Very good. 5.
5.
Good. I means?
1.
1. Very good. Okay. Then C means what? How much?
100.
Very good. 100. You see? C means actually 100. You can see my pointer now. C means 100. A means nothing. So 0. R means nothing. I means again 1. Now U is actually V. So V means how much? V in Roman numericals, how much? We just now saw, no?
5.
Yes means again nothing, 0. So Vicarius. You see, Vicarius means 112. Fili. Now let's come to F. F means nothing is there, 0. I means 1. L means how much? 50. You see? Then again I, 1. Again one more I, 1. So, Fili means total how much? 53. Last is D. D, E, I. D means how much? Roman numericals, you know? It is 500. E means 0. I means 1. So, D means 501. So, Vicarius, Fili, D. Total, if you calculate, 112 plus 53 plus 501. How much you'll get it? How much you will get?
66.
Yes.
666.
Yeah, 666. 666. This is, you see, the number in the name, in the title. Similarly, there are many, many titles to Pope Brother. Dear brethren, if you calculate all the titles in the same way, you will get the same number, 666. Everybody, without even understanding the Bible, without even studying the Bible, they think it's a literal number where Satan will come and put it in his head. No, brother. This is the symbolic number. Now, what do you mean by putting in the hand, putting a seal on the head? That means if we accept the doctrines of this system, it is like putting the seal in our head. You see, they would have sealed so much in their head. That for some people, even if you tell the truth, they won't listen. Why? Their head is sealed with what? False doctrines. It is imprinted in their mind. Dear brethren, these doctrines has to be taken out from their mind. We need to take all the evil doctrines, the false doctrines, what all we studied, you see, before coming to the truth, we need to forget it. This seal, if it's there in our mind, we can't be of the little flock. This has to be taken. That is the seal. You know, Satan today calls every Christian and put the seal. Everybody, wherever you go, the same doctrine. Hill, heaven. Hill, heaven. Hill, heaven. Is this the same thing? The Bible says, every religion says the same thing. What is the special about the Bible? You see, everything is the same. Believe in Jesus, you shall be saved, or else you'll go to hell. In 66 books, God doesn't have any plan at all. Why did he send Jesus? What is the plan of God? This is the false doctrine of 666. And putting the 666 in the hand means what? Contributing for this evil systems, for these false churches. Brother, I will come for the class, but my pastor is there, brother. I need to give it to him, monthly contribution, tithes. If you give a little bit, 1 paisa also, it is putting the 666 in your hand. Dear brethren, this is the meaning. And those who have this number, only they can sell, only they can purchase, means what? Only they can teach. You see? Hence, we had the first public meeting in Nepal. No? We called everybody. So many pastors also came. No? Huh? They all said, it's very good, very good, very good. But last, when we said the truth about the ransom, what did they do? They all went off. Because only those who have that seer are allowed to transact. Give food, purchase food, spiritual food. If you don't have the seal, if you don't believe the doctrine, you're not allowed to preach. You're not allowed to give food for the Christians also, dear brethren. You know what is the specialty? God says, if somebody has to be of the 1,44,000, this seal should not be there in the head or in their hand. Read Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Joel, brother, please read.
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the soul of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and therein with Christ 1,000 years.
You see, those who were beheaded for Christ's sake, those who did not worship the beast, neither his image, neither has received his mark upon their forehead, they never acknowledged his first doctrine. They never supported this evil system, did not have a seal number on their hand. Only they can live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Dear brethren, by any way, if we have these false things, a little bit also, you see, this is like putting a seal ourselves on our head, on our hand. This one is not sufficient. We can't reign with Christ, dear brethren. God is not calling the Christians to heaven just to sit and enjoy your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, holy, holy. No. God is calling the Christians to heaven for a purpose, to rule with him for 1,000 years. 1,000 years, lot of work has to be done, dear brother, by the church. You see? Now, what is the seal that should be there in their mind? Read Revelation 14:1. Buna sister, read Revelation 14:1.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father name written in their forehead.
I saw on the Mount Zion 144,000 standing, whose name is on their forehead, the Father's name. Who is our Father? Almighty God. Almighty God's name is what? You see, not literal name to be written on the head. His character should be there in our mind. Dear brethren, you see, 1,44,000, you see, they should be having the character of God. Only those people can rule with Christ. Dear brethren, so this is about the great Antichrist system. So, Antichrist system means not only the Roman Catholic system, it also signifies the entire Protestant denomination. First, primarily, it is a Roman Catholic. Next, it also includes the lamb with a horn speaking like a great dragon, the great Protestant denomination also. So, dear brethren, so please go through the notes about Antichrist. Any doubts, any questions you have, you can freely ask. Anybody has got any questions, any doubts? Anil brother, Sunita sister, any questions?
No, brother.
Okay. Joel, brother, any questions, any doubts?
No, brother.
Munna, sister?
No, brother.
Okay. Romy, sister, Amar, brother?
No questions, brother.
Okay. Roshni, sister, Kamal, brother, any doubts, any questions? Okay. Okay, then we'll finish with a word of prayer. Gopal brother will be revising this Saturday. So any doubts after that also, you can ask. I'll be sharing the notes also in the group.